yesterday when we told you that the air raid sirens for Biden's walk through Ukraine was war propaganda? Well, that was pretty much confirmed by a CNN reporter who was there on the ground, and he said this on live television.
I've been here for the past 5 days. I have not heard any explosions. I have not heard any air sirens until about half an hour ago, right when President Biden was in the center of Kyiv, as Clarissa was just mentioning.
Now, of course, the irony being that Biden is the war coming. Biden is what you need to be warned. When Biden is coming around, they should set off the air raid sirens. When the globalists are coming, they should set off the air raid sirens. When the policies that Joe Biden represents arrive to your country, they should turn on the sirens as a warning. But no, it was just war propaganda for the war regime, the Western military-industrial complex, and Joe Biden. And because of this, that now runs the Democrat Party and controls the mind of their voters, Tulsi Gabbard has left the Democrat Party, and this issue of war versus peace is one of the reasons why she's left the Democrat Party. And she was addressing this issue on Tucker Carlson last night. Here it is.
Russian war effort effectively against us. This seems like a massive turning point.
Well, you heard it from Zelensky himself talking about the consequences of World War III. The thing is, he has made very clear that that's where he thinks we are already, that we are in World War III. Ukraine is the tip of the spear. And this is how he justifies demanding, making demands of the United States and all of these NATO countries to equip him with all of the weapons and aircraft and tanks that the United States and NATO have to go and fight this war that we are in against Russia. He is doing everything that he can to bring us and NATO into this war, directly into conflict with Russia. You remember when their Ukrainian missile defense system unfortunately had a missile that went into Poland and killed two civilians on a farm. What did Zelensky say? His very first thing, first person on camera saying, hey, this is a direct attack against the NATO ally. U.S. and NATO, you must go and attack. You must go and attack Russia. The scary thing to me, Tucker, is to hear people like Zelensky, to hear Democrats and Republicans in the United States Congress and Biden administration officials speak so calmly and with a straight face about World War III, how would it be won? How would we respond to the use of tactical nuclear weapons? What are our options in this battlefield? Forgetting what Ronald Reagan said when he said a nuclear war cannot be won and therefore should never be fought. This World War III, this path that we are on, unless we change course, it will result in nuclear war. You've all of the nuclear armed countries in the world on this path towards a head-on collision.
May I just ask you a really quick question? So Zelensky, who I think this country has borne with great patience, actually, for the last year, has repeatedly said, I've got a border dispute with my neighbor, Russia. You live thousands of miles away. You're not connected. But because of that border dispute and their invasion of the eastern half of my country, your whole family could die, and I'm okay with that. Yeah. Why aren't Americans rising up as one and saying, you're suggesting it's okay that my family dies? No, it's not okay. Off the stage. Like, what? Why are we putting up with this, honestly?
You know, you look at the lies that the American people are being told by President Biden, by Mitch McConnell, by these warmongers in both parties, selling this lie that this is about defending freedom and democracy. And as he said, there's no greater threat to that democracy than this fight against, this war against Russia. They are the ones who are undermining our democracy. They are the ones who are denying the American people our constitutional right to have a say whether or not we go to war or not. It is an affront to the Constitution and every single American. And we should all be raising hell about this because it is our future, the future of the world, that's at stake.
I agree. I mean, how much weed are people smoking? This is a real issue. This is not one of the fake issues, you know, that we...
There is no more real issue than this.
Oh, I agree. I agree. Tulsi Gabbard, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks,
now, folks, what's incredible about that, as I'm watching the news last night and today, it's like barely even a story. Like, oh, the precipice of World War III. Oh, the precipice of a nuclear war. And they're covering January 6th. And they're covering Nikki Haley's presidential campaign. Ha! Yeah, that's the real deal.
Humanity is in a fight for its very life. And InfoWars, for decades, has been at the very forefront of the fight for a pro-human future. We can't stay on air without your help, and I want to thank you all for your past support. And I want to encourage those of you that have never bought products at InfoWarsStore.com to go there and experience how amazing these products really are. Ultimate Bone Broth, finally sold out for over 2 years, back in stock. Real Red Pill Plus, simply amazing. Nitric Boost, what it does for your heart, your cardiovascular, critical. All these products like Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, Supermel Vitality, they're all available and in stock, ready to ship to you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And the final 1,200 signed copies of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and I'm not going to sign any more after that, are exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. In the last month, I got a little busy, so I didn't sign the books. We didn't have them for sale. But now I signed the last books. You can get them right now.
Gentlemen, it is Tuesday, February 21st, 2023. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And we really are in eerie times. We really are in eerie times. And perhaps the most eerie of all the things we are witnessing is the fact that you, me, the crew, everybody that's part of this consciousness right now has been so ahead of the curve on this that it's really an eerie phenomenon, because I don't like the thought of World War III. I don't like the concept that we might have to actually witness that or see a nuclear war. But when you see how vindicated we've been here at InfoWars, when you see how the catchphrase of next year's news today truly has stuck as a moniker here for good reason, you realize, no, this is the real deal. This is really what's going on. So I know I'm telling you all of this. I know you understand all of this. I know you're probably warning your friends and family. I know the crew knows all about this. But it's like this eerie place where you really can't even fully grasp it or understand it. We're living through history. Specifically, the last 48 hours with Biden's war propaganda in Ukraine and then Biden's war propaganda in Poland. And then Putin's massive speech as well. We're going to play the entire Biden speech, by the way, today. I'm going to play the whole thing. It's going to take up the entire first hour for the most part after the segment. And I'm going to pause and come in and out and just break down some of the obvious lies. And then we're going to play some snippets from Putin's speech as well. But it's just eerie that we've warned of all of this for years. We knew this was coming for years. And our leadership, and this is the scariest part, our political leadership and the political leadership of the world, they've known all of this too, and they would rather go the direction of war. They would rather go the direction of nuclear war. They would rather go the direction of conflict and tension and global government and the struggle that will be to achieve that mission. And we just have to sit here like observers, sit here like peasants, like serfs, like slaves in the stands as the people that deem themselves the owners of the planet, the stewards of the planet, are getting set to blow it up. But see, they see the bigger picture. And you know, maybe you can relate to that to an extent, except these people are playing with life on Earth. These people are playing with the destiny of humanity. But for those that have their goal of the global government, well, you know, you got to crack a few eggs to make an omelet. So we have to wipe a billion people off the map. If we have to go to nuclear war with Russia, whatever it takes to get our global government. And if this isn't that moment, if this isn't that realization, then I just don't know what is, specifically with the last 48 hours. Two wartime speeches from Biden, total war propaganda, and then Putin probably delivering his most serious speech of his presidency with the most awareness. I mean, this was like the Super Bowl of marketing in Russia to make sure people heard that speech. And, you know, I got to tell you, there's a scary thing afoot right now with our government, knowing how corrupt it is, knowing how it's now aimed against us. I still suspect that if this trend doesn't change, they will start, the FBI and the Biden administration and the Department of Homeland Security will start arresting American citizens claiming their Russian assets. And it'll be anybody who doesn't support the war with Russia, and it'll be anybody that speaks out with anything positive to say about Putin. Now, I'm an American patriot. I've been an American patriot. I've been a flag-waving, flag-loving, red blood, the lineage of veterans and fighters here for hundreds of years. I'm an American patriot, and I am a nationalist, and I am loyal to the ideas and the values and the principles and the founding fathers and what they had envisioned for this country. That might not be for everybody, but I really do believe that in my heart. I really do believe freedom is worth fighting for. And I really do believe that this, the United States of America, is the light that guides the way in that fight. But it's not that I'm loyal to the truth. It's that the truth is the truth. And what Joe Biden said in his speech today was just about 100% lies. And what Vladimir Putin says during his speeches are pretty much 100% truths. So I don't have any loyalty to Russia. I do have loyalty to the United States of America. Might not be for everybody. That's fine. I do believe in it, though. I do believe in the dream. I do believe that the freedom and the prosperity exhibited here in the West with the standard set in the United States of America is the dominant culture, is the alpha civilization, can pave the way for the future, wherever that goes. But I'm not going to sit here, even with the threats and the intimidation of our federal government that already has me in their crosshairs. I'm not going to sit here with that threat and tell you, oh, yeah, Biden's the good guy. Go Team USA. Go America. No, Biden just sat there and lied to the people of Poland for half an hour and the people of the world for half an hour today. Just like he did in Ukraine the day before. And when Putin went and spoke in front of the Russians for 2 hours, mind you, just about everything he said there is true. And the strangest part about it, and this is why they don't want you to actually see Putin's speech, and we'll cover Putin's speech. I'm going to play Biden's speech in its entirety. Folks, all the stuff that Putin, I shouldn't say all the stuff, about half the stuff that Putin talks about when it comes to the military-industrial complex and the U.S. wars, that was common rhetoric for a liberal Democrat 10 years ago. That was common rhetoric for a liberal Democrat 20 years ago. That's an entire decade of liberal Democrat rhetoric that Putin put into his speech last night, and now the liberals hate him. But that's getting into the semantics of the left-right paradigm in the United States of America. Most people are anti-war, even most people that would vote Democrat. It's only the mass mind control, the brainwashed masses that are buying into the lies about Ukraine and the lies about Russia and why we need to be there. But what is so crazy about it all, you have the sense of urgency, you have that feeling in your gut in your spine, in your soul, you know what's going on. You're probably making some serious decisions or thinking about some serious stuff. You see where this goes. You know the corruption and the danger we're dealing with. You know what Joe Biden represents. And I sit here last night, all night, and all day today, and it's barely even a story. They're talking about January 6th. They're talking about Nikki Haley. They're talking about nothings as Biden is giving wartime war drum speeches in foreign countries. By the way, as our domestic disasters continue to increase. But we're going to come back and play the entirety of Biden's speech, and I'm going to respond to it on the other side of this break. It's the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com.
History is happening right in front of us. And I'm not content to sit here and be a spectator in history. I want to be in the front lines in the fight for a pro-human future. Not just for ourselves as adults, but for our children. And we are seeing a really incredible awakening happening. And it's the Great Awakening that is the counter to the Great Reset. And my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is the blueprint of the globalist operation and how to stop them. You can get an unsigned copy of the book at InfoWarsStore.com right now. But if you want a signed copy, I have just signed the final 1,000 books. And when they're gone, I'm not doing any more signed books. So if you want to be part of this fundraiser and know you help keep us on the air, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, and get an unsigned copy to donate to the library or to give it to friends and family, because, again, this is an information war. And while you're at it, get some of the great supplements like Ultimate Bone Broth and, of course, our nitric oxide that's so good for the heart and the cardiovascular system and so much more, and the Real Red Pill, and so many other proprietary products that have changed so many people's lives in a positive way, because we understand the globalist operation. We understand the compounds that God gave us that help counter what they're doing. And we know these are the very best supplements that are out there, period. And they fund the news operation that is one of the most important organizations in the world when it comes to fighting the New World Order. So this is what I call a 360 win. All you have to do is take action, get the products that enrich your life, while at the same time keep us on air. And that, my friends, is truly a 360 win. Look how far we've come. Elon Musk at the World Government Summit saying world government's bad and is going to collapse the world. All these other talk show hosts coming out and exposing it. The poison shots being exposed. So much more. It's always darkest before the dawn. And we've reached that point right now where the enemy's throwing everything they can against us. They've successfully gotten James O'Keefe removed at Project Veritas. They're trying to take down everybody else. But we've got to stay stronger than ever and keep InfoWars on the air. Not just so InfoWars stays on the air, so that we can defend and support all the other leading patriots that are out there at the tip of the spear. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, and my family, I want you to know that you are our family, and we couldn't have done this without each other. So please, keep InfoWars on the air by spreading the word, by prayer, and getting great products right now at InfoWarsStore.com. About 1% of our viewers and listeners ever buy products, and they love them. 5-star reviews. If simply a half a percentage more would just go buy products, you'd get great products, and we wouldn't have finance problems and spend half our time trying to get money to stay on the air. I want to stay on the field in the info war, not focused on finance. So please help us stay on air. Help us expand. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get some of these great products today. And I thank you for your support. If you go to OnlineHealthNow.com, connect with trusted and unbiased doctors at the Wellness Company.
And I tell you, I'm honored to be the chief scientific officer of the company. I contribute with, like so many else do there, so many wonderful doctors. Far and away, the most popular product is Dr. Vandewater's detoxification supplement that features nattokinase. It's a natural proteolytic enzyme. This one is the only enzyme that we're aware of right now that dissolves the spike protein. This is very important. The spike protein is loaded in the body with the COVID-19 infection and definitely with the vaccines. People are low with the spike protein. They don't feel well. This is a potential solution. Hydroxychloroquine comes from a natural substance. So does ivermectin and now nattokinase. Isn't it interesting? Natural substances, in a sense, combating this man-made disaster, SARS-CoV-2 and the vaccines.
OnlineHealthNow.com, thank you for your support, and thank you for getting into that, because it's important. You didn't come here to do that, but I made you do it.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's sad, but it's true. Joe Biden gave more respect and admiration to fallen Ukrainian soldiers than he did to fallen American soldiers after his failed Afghanistan pullout that resulted in so much bloodshed, including the bloodshed of American lives. And, well, he was looking at his watch. He was ready to move on. He didn't care too much for that ceremony. But, oh, in Ukraine, honoring the fallen soldiers, it's nothing but the utmost respect and admiration, of course, for Zelensky, who can't even put on a jacket or a shirt. He just wears the sweatshirt all the time. You've never seen such a thing, actually. He's the only one that does that. There's something to that whole dress thing. But I want to play the entire Biden speech, and I'm going to try not to interrupt too much because we need to get through it. But there are going to be moments that I'm going to pause and just point out the obvious fallacies or the obvious hypocrisies. But this is, this is history right here. This is the type of stuff that goes into documentaries. This is the type of stuff that goes onto film series and history series. These are the speeches leading us into World War III at this trajectory, at this rate. So this is major history you're witnessing. I'm sorry that your government is not properly explaining this to you. I'm sorry that your media is not properly explaining this to you, and that you have to tune in right here to the most banned news network in the world with a lovable fuzzball from the Midwest living in Austin, Texas, to get this urgent information, to get this emergency transmission. But that's where we're at. So here's Joe Biden delivering one of the biggest speeches ahead of World War III, lying to the world, lying to the people of Poland, lying to the American people. Here it is. And he does his old man shuffle with the celebrity rollout presentation. It's all war theater, folks. You are watching war theater. And Joe Biden's all smiles. It's his big moment. Sure, he might start a nuclear war with Russia, but he's shuffling up to that stage, and he's pointing out his fingers and big smiles for him. It's just World War III, after all.
Poland!
What is this, a concert?
One of our great allies, President Duda, Prime Minister, Mr. Prime Minister, Mr. Mayor, to all the former ministers and presidents, as well as mayors and Polish political leaders from all across the country, thank you for welcoming back to Poland. You know, it was nearly 1 year ago.
Fumbles his line.
Nearly 1 year ago, I spoke at the Royal Castle here in Warsaw, just weeks after Vladimir Putin had unleashed his murderous assault on Ukraine. The largest land war in Europe since World War II had begun.
It's pretty significant.
And the principles that have been the cornerstone of peace, prosperity, and stability on this planet for more than 75 years.
Pause it right here as he mush-mouse through it. Folks, again, the disingenuousness here. The American left, the progressive liberal Democrats, you're going to sit here and have Joe Biden, who's been in the U.S. government for, what, six, 7 decades of war? Six, 7 decades? 50 years of war with Joe Biden? And he's going to talk about peace and stability? And he's going to act like he can stand up there and talk to you about how he's for peace and stability when he's overseen more than 5 decades of war and voted? He's never voted against a war? Continue.
Being shattered. 1 year ago, the world was bracing for the fall of Kyiv.
Now, this is significant. Pause this as well. This whole calling it Kyiv thing is also psychological warfare. It's Kiev. This is the globalists overturning Ukraine as a Russia Eastern centric culture, as a traditionalist culture, and them just stealing the name and renaming it. This is them. This is a sign of their conquering. If I came on air and I started calling it Chicago, you'd say, what's that? So it's Chicago. So what is Chicago? It's Chicago. No, it's Chicago. So it's Kiev. Now they just call it Kiev. This is part of them claiming they now own this land. Continue.
Kiev, and I can report, Kiev stands strong.
Yeah, that's why
Kiev stands proud.
Stands strong. He's just there with air raid sirens going on.
Free.
Oh, freedom. We'd love some of that freedom here.
Invaded. It wasn't just Ukraine being tested. The whole world faced a test for the ages. Europe was being tested.
You hear that? The whole world.
America was being tested. NATO was being tested. All democracies are being tested.
Now pause it right here because this is important to understand throughout this. Ukraine is not a NATO country. Ukraine has never been a NATO country. And all it took was for the West, specifically the United States of America, to say Ukraine will never be a NATO country and Ukraine will never house any NATO weapons or military infrastructure. And Russia knows that's about to be violated and has been violated. And so everything Biden says and everything they're doing and everything John Kirby says is with this assumption that Ukraine is a NATO country. It's not. And it never has been, and it was never supposed to be. Continue.
We faced were as simple as they were profound. Would we respond? Or would we look the other way? Would we be strong? Or would we be weak? Would all of our allies be united
what?
Or divided? 1 year later, we know the answer. We did respond. We would be strong. We would be united. And the world would not look the other way.
Now pause it here. Now you can kind of tell the crowd is a little bit like, whoa, this speech is getting a little hawkish. This speech is getting a little warmongerish. What's happening here? Continue.
Also face fundamental questions about the commitment to the most basic of principles. Would we stand up for the sovereignty of nations? Would we stand up for the right of people to live free?
Pause it. Oh, the sovereignty of nations? Since when does Joe Biden stand for the sovereignty of nations? He's signing us over to the World Health Organization. Sovereignty of nations? We have a wide open southern and now northern border right now. Sovereignty of nations? Freedom? Freedom? This is the vaccine mandate guy. This is the Democrat Party that wants to censor free speech of its political opposition. This is the Democrat Party and the Republicans. This is the U.S. government that supports Vladimir Zelensky, who's removing all Orthodox Russian churches, who's eliminated and made it illegal to be an opposition political party against him, and he shut off all the media in Ukraine that's pro-Russia. And he's going to tell us about freedom? And he's going to tell us about sovereignty? This is an unbelievable... But what did we say? What have I been telling you, folks? The Polish have been foaming at the mouth for this war with Russia, so of course he goes to Warsaw to deliver this speech with a bunch of Polish people screaming and cheering him on. A dementia-ridden, corrupt politician from America.
One thing I should say, I know this is called the World Government Summit, I think we should be maybe a little bit concerned about actually becoming too much of a single world government. If I may say that we want to avoid creating a civilizational risk by having, frankly, this may sound a little odd, too much cooperation between governments. If you look at, say, at history and the rise and fall of civilizations, all throughout history, civilizations have risen and fallen, but it hasn't meant the doom of humanity as a whole, because there've been all these separate civilizations that were separated by great distances. While Rome was falling, Islam was rising, and that actually ended up being a source of preservation of knowledge and many scientific advancements. And so, So I think we want to be a little bit cautious about being too much of a world, of a single civilization, because if we are too much of a single civilization, then if the whole thing may collapse. I'm not, obviously not suggesting war or anything like that, but I think we want to be a little bit wary of actually cooperating too much. It sounds a little odd, but we want to have some amount of civilizational diversity such that if something does go wrong with some part of civilization, that the whole thing doesn't collapse, and you know, humanity keeps moving forward.
Well, we live to see it. Elon Musk at the World Economic Forum decrying their world government at their world government summit. That's what this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is all about. And the final signed copies are available for a limited time, just a few weeks, at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your copy of the book and help keep us on air at InfoWarsStore.com. We've come a long way, but the war has not yet been won. Corrine in Massachusetts, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Honored to be talking with you, Alex. I've been listening since 2016, and I am a financial supporter ever since.
Thank you.
I'd like to promote your nitric oxide product. I actually market a competitor for 20 years. I've done over $30 million in that product, so I know a little bit about nitric oxide. It is, according to the Nobel Prize in Medicine, 1998, it is the key signaling molecule to the entire cardiovascular system, and it is used by every single cell in the human body. And the reason that we can't generate as much as we get older is because the lining of the arteries, the endothelial lining, gets damaged, and that's where it gets generated. So when you're taking nitric oxide, all the other products that your listeners are taking work better, because it's like putting a pump in a fish tank. Everything circulates. It regulates the whole arteries and the arterial system. So I would have every one of your listeners add that product, and all the other products are going to work better, and they're going to protect those ACE receptors.
Absolutely. But it's Nitric Boost from InfoWars MD, the new product line. This is a clone that the company authorizes to do it, private label by us, of one of the top-selling Nitric Boost products in the country, already tested, already loved, already five-star reviewed. We're now able to private label it. Hope everybody gets Nitric Boost, available at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD line of products, and then it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. Everybody should get Nitric Boost today.
You're watching the American Journal with Harrison Smith.
The Alex Jones Show. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. InfoWars, the most banned network in the world. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Making talk radio great again. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
We're covering Joe Biden's wartime address, banging the drums of war, warmongering. He goes from Ukraine with the air raid siren war propaganda to Warsaw, Poland for a wartime speech, gigantic big propaganda display and presentation. And you get the feeling, I got the feeling at least watching it, that the Polish people that definitely have some animosity towards Russia, the Polish government that definitely has some frothing at the mouth for a war with Russia. And they know, of course, none of them could stand up to Russia without the United States. That's why they need us. That's why they love Joe Biden so much. But you get the feeling, as the speech went on and as Biden's rhetoric got more and more extreme, and yet the mushmouth phenomenon continued, the people there in attendance kind of like, whoa, this is getting a little cataclysmic here. Wait a second. So we pick up Joe Biden here where we left off.
From naked aggression. We stand up for democracy. 1 year later, we know the answers. Yes, we would stand up for sovereignty, and we did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we would stand up for the right of people to live free from aggression, and we did.
Not here, you didn't.
And we would stand up for democracy, and we did. And yesterday, I had the honor to stand with President Zelensky in Kyiv to declare that we will keep standing up for these same things, no matter what.
Except you don't even do that here in your home country. You're not even here
When President Putin ordered his tanks to roll into Ukraine, he thought we would roll over.
Now, again, this
he
is
was
key.
Wrong.
This is as if
NATO. The Ukrainian people are too brave.
This is as if Ukraine is a NATO country.
A coalition of nations.
It's not.
Atlantic to the Pacific, we were too unified. Democracy was too strong. Instead of an easy victory, he perceived and predicted, Putin left with burnout tanks and Russia's forces in delay and in disarray.
Now pause it. That's a lie. Russian military was using old equipment that they basically just it's a one and done, like a one of those portable cameras or whatever, like a one time and done camera deal. So they never intended on using that equipment again. Now remember, Mark Milley just a week ago said that Russia lost. Mark Milley just spoke at a press conference a week ago and said the war was over, Russia lost. So why do we need all this warmongering? Why do we need all this banging of the drums? Why do we need here to continue to talk about war with Russia? Continue.
The Finlandization of NATO. Instead, he got the NATOization of Finland and Sweden.
Oh, so see, now pause it. Now rubbing it in Russia's face like, yeah, we're expanding NATO. Ha ha, we're expanding NATO. And even though Ukraine's not a NATO country, we're going to act like it anyway. Just thumbing their nose to Russia, just poking the Russian bear. And that's what this is. They wanted to draw out the Russian bear. They wanted to draw it out so that they could kill it. Because Russia is not going to go into the New World Order. Russia does not want to be a part of a global government dictated by psychotic madmen in the West. So they had to draw the Russian bear out and figure a way to kill it or trap it. Because you can't have your New World Order, you can't have your global government without Russia. So that's why this is so dangerous, folks. You're not dealing with American leaders. You're not dealing with Polish leaders, Ukrainian leaders. No, they're just puppets of the globalists that are trying to conquer the world. So Joe Biden doesn't care about how many Americans die. Joe Biden doesn't care about how many Ukrainians die. The World Economic Forum doesn't care. The UN doesn't care. The WHO doesn't care. The Bilderberg Group doesn't care. No, they just want a world government. Got to crack a few eggs to make an omelet. So whatever human sacrifice has to be made to accomplish this in this war against Russia, they have no problem with. And so this is them telling you it's a good thing, though. Continue.
NATO would fracture and divide. Instead, NATO is more united and more unified than ever before. He thought he could weaponize energy to crack your resolve, Europe's resolve. Instead, we're working together to end Europe's dependence on Russian fossil fuels.
Pause it. He fumbles his words. Oh, really? How are you doing that? By blowing up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline? Weaponizing energy? You shut off the U.S.'s energy. You caused our energy bills to double. You caused our gas prices to double. Weaponizing energy? You've weaponized energy against us. And you blew up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline in an act of war and terrorism. Unbelievable. Continue.
But autocrats like himself were tough, and leaders of democracy were soft. And then he met the iron will of America and the nations everywhere that refused to accept the world governed by fear and force.
That's exactly what they're doing.
He found himself at war with a nation led by a man whose courage would be forged in fire and steel, President Zelensky. President Putin.
Pause it. Now, you notice there wasn't much of a cheer there. So this is the point in the speech where the people are kind of like, wait a second here. Whoa. This is kind of cryptic what he's saying. And he's struggling to even say it. This is the part of the speech where now everybody's kind of looking around like, whoa, hey, what's he talking about? Global government ruling by fear and force. Wait a second. That's what they're doing to us. That's what they did to us with COVID. And the vaccines. Oh, wait, what? Now people are kind of like, whoa, this is not what I thought it was. Continue.
President Putin is confronted with something today that he didn't think was possible a year ago. The democracies of the world have grown stronger, not weaker. But the autocrats of the world have grown weaker, not stronger.
Now, whoever wrote that, pause it. Whoever wrote that thought they were a genius. But again, really, how is democracy doing in the West? Really, how's democracy doing in the United States of America Well, in 2016, Hillary Clinton claimed that the Russians stole the election from her. You guys did years worth of investigations into that, claiming the election illegitimate of Donald Trump. How's that democracy working? And then in 2020, of course, we know all the shenanigans that went down in 2020. And then we had the largest civil rights march in America's history on January 6th because we know our election was stolen. And then that led to political persecution and arrests. Should I mention Brazil, where the same thing happened? Oh, yes, but democracy's doing well in the West, says Joe Biden, who 6 years ago said Russia stole our election. Continue.
Certainty that knowing what you stand for is most important, and knowing who stands with you makes all the difference. The people of Poland know that. You know that. In fact, you know it better than anyone here in Poland.
Yeah, you're in Poland.
Because that's what solidarity means.
You're in Poland, guy.
Through partition and oppression.
What?
When the beautiful city was destroyed after the Warsaw Uprising, during decades under the iron fist of communist rule, Poland endured because you stood together.
And now they're the communists.
That's how brave leaders of the opposition and the people of Belarus continue to fight for their democracy.
And now Joe Biden represents the global communists.
That's how the Moldovan people.
See how the cheers aren't as loud anymore?
Moldova to live in freedom, gain them independence, and put them on the path to EU membership. President Sandu is here today. I'm not sure she is, but I'm proud to stand with you and the freedom-loving people of Moldova. Give her a round of applause.
Doesn't even know him, her, doesn't even know who it is, where she is.
One year into this war, Putin no longer doubts the strength of our coalition. But he still doubts our conviction. He doubts our staying power. He doubts our continued support for Ukraine. He doubts whether NATO can remain unified.
Ukraine's not in NATO.
There should be no doubt. Our support for Ukraine will not waver. NATO will not be divided, and we will not tire.
See, the cheers are getting weaker and a little less enthused.
President craven lust for land and power will fail. And the Ukrainian people's love for their country will prevail. Democracies of the world will stand guard over freedom today, tomorrow, and forever. So that's what's at stake here. Freedom. That's the message I carried to Kyiv yesterday, directly to the people of Ukraine.
Oh, how perfect. The people that want to take your freedom, the people that have been trampling over your freedoms, the people that promote tyranny are now saying, we need to go to war for your freedom as they take all your freedoms.
It's hard to believe that we're already going into March 2023. And the world is an insane place. World War III has already started. Biden is a puppet and is dissolving our borders. There's mass censorship. James O'Keefe's been removed from Project Veritas. The list goes on and on of the bad things that are happening. But the good things that are happening is humanity is really accelerating its awakening. But those of us on the forefront are under more attack by the establishment than ever. That's why I'm counting on you to spread the word about the broadcast, to pray for the broadcast, and to keep the broadcast on the air by getting great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And whether it's a final signed copy, they're almost all sold out, or the Great Reset and the War for the World, or Ultimate Bone Broth, finally back in stock after over 2 years, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. These are truly amazing products. So get your InfoWars products at InfoWarsStore.com and enrich your life while keeping the broadcast on the air. It is your decision on whether or not we stay on air, so please take action now at InfoWarsStore. Let's talk to Jordan in New Jersey. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just wanted to alert everybody that I found clinical data that proves one thing coming from the shots, and this is that everybody who received an active dose of the COVID injection received some sort of form of encephalitis through the shot.
That's right. Well, what causes mad cow? They're giving you a prion protein infection.
Yeah, and so everybody taking this has had effect on their mental capacity. So I got into this because my wife took the Moderna vaccine and I saw strange neurological effects immediately. And she even admitted that it caused hallucinations, weird things happening, auditory hallucinations, weird stuff. And when we talk about all the mind control stuff and all the various things that we've talked about, people miss the fact that there has been clinical data of articles on this, clinical research done by keen physicians who aren't part part of the system in Japan and in parts of the Middle East, and residents who didn't know not to report this in American hospitals, that encephalitis was one of the key things that was a side effect of this.
By the way, I was just telling the crew to pull this up, because I haven't searched this in months, and I should have been focused more on it. You've got my commitment to. What do you search? Encephalitis connected to vaccine? What do people search right now?
Encephalitis COVID-19 vaccine. That's the best way to do it.
Encephalitis COVID-19 vaccine. Okay, go.
You'll see dozens of articles, clinical research all over the place, and various medical journals. Okay, this is what I used to do when I worked the pharmaceutical industry, is find stuff like this, right? So this hasn't been scrubbed as effectively because everything's been about the myocarditis and all the rest. But you have to realize that there's a subtle neurological damage that's occurred to everybody who's taken this. And when we have these questions about why aren't people waking up and what's wrong with everybody and things get more bizarre, I personally think my theory based upon my research is that this has something to do with it. So there is a neurological damage that occurred to everybody who took an active dose of this thing. So those people have some sort of form or had a form of encephalitis, the long-term neurological effects, which are not being studied. And of course, at the end of every one of these articles, it says specifically, oh, this is a rare side effect. But when you go ahead and count all these articles that your people can find or anybody can find by searching the internet, you start to see that it actually then takes it off the curve trend that they're specifying in these articles. And there's not been any long-term studies done because of the state of emergency and all the rest of it. And so all I'm saying is that these people have been neurologically affected. And I think most of the people that took this have some sort of form of, you know, at least starting what's called semantic dementia, which means that they may appear very normal, but there's subtle hints that you may get that these people aren't thinking correctly. At first, everybody's talking about the brain fog, right? And the failure to come to words, that's one of the direct symptoms on the NIH site, NIH site of encephalitis.
And let's be clear, the virus and the disease does it as well, but nothing compared to the injections. Powerful call, Jordan. Thank you from New Jersey.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So instead of dealing with the disasters that we have here in the United States of America, Joe Biden prioritized starting World War III for the globalists in hopes that they can remove Russia from power or Putin from power and then install a leader that will be run by the West, by the globalists, like Zelensky is. And this is the big buildup, and that's why Biden had to go make these two war-mongering, war drum banging speeches in Ukraine and in Poland, because this is their big move now. This is their big move. So, yeah, you say, why doesn't Biden address the disasters in the United States? He doesn't care. That's not his job. He's not the president of the United States. He's a puppet operating for the globalists, hell-bent on global domination and world government. That's what this is all about. Russia stands in their way. So, yeah, Biden, he flips the bird to East Palestine, Ohio. That doesn't benefit the power brokers of this planet. That doesn't benefit the globalists that control Joe Biden. So, yes, World War III is more important to this administration than the domestic disasters that continue to pile up, and I got a stack of them here today. But let's go back to Joe Biden's war-mongering speech in Poland.
And then their children and grandchildren. He wasn't only speaking about the children and grandchildren of Ukraine. He was speaking about all of our children and grandchildren, yours and mine.
How many do you have, Joe?
We're seeing again today what the people of Poland and the people across Europe saw for decades. Appetites of the autocrat cannot be appeased. They must be opposed.
And that's who
autocrats only understand one word. No, no, no.
Exactly. And that's why we say no to your vaccines.
No, you will not take my country.
We say no to you shutting down our businesses. We say no to you taking our firearms. We say no to you censoring our free speech. We say no to you selling us out to the World Health Organization. We say no to you getting us into World War III. You're right. We stand against autocrats like you, Joe Biden, and we say no. And we say no to your war.
And Ukraine. Ukraine will never be a victory for Russia. Never. For free people refuse to live in a world of hopelessness and darkness. You know, this has been an extraordinary year in every sense. Extraordinary brutality from Russian forces and mercenaries.
Oh, yeah, as Zelensky blows up his own people, as the West funnels more weapons into that region.
They've targeted civilians with death and destruction, used rape as a weapon of war, stolen Ukrainian children in an attempt to steal Ukraine's future. Bomb train stations, maternity hospital, schools, and
orphanages. No, of course, this is what Biden and his backers are doing. They're trying to steal Ukraine's future. That's why Putin is stepping in.
Russia is committing against the Ukrainian people. It's abhorrent. It's abhorrent. But extraordinarily, as well, has been the response of the Ukrainian people and the world. 1 year after the bombs began to fall, Russian tanks rolled into Ukraine. Ukraine is still independent and free. From Kherson to Kharkiv, Ukrainian fighters have reclaimed their land. More than 50% of the territory Russia held last year. The blue and the yellow flag of Ukraine proudly waves once again. President Zelensky still leads a democratically elected government that represents the will of the Ukrainian people.
Now he's just lying.
The world has already voted multiple times, including the United Nations General Assembly, to condemn Russia's aggression and support a just peace.
Now he just lied. Everything
each
he just said is blatant
lies.
The
vote has been overwhelming. In October, 143 nations, the United Nations, condemned Russia's illegal annexation. Only four in the entire UN voted with Russia. Four. So tonight, I speak once more to the people of Russia. The United States and the nations of Europe do not seek to control or destroy Russia. The West was not plotting to attack Russia, as Putin said today. And millions of Russian citizens who only want to live in peace with their neighbors are not the enemy.
Imagine Joe Biden creeps up into your neighborhood. Joe Biden creeps up to the local neighborhood pool. Joe Biden, and he's got a sign in a white minivan, busted up. He's got a little sign: free candy, free hugs, free touchy time. It's like, oh, I'm not here to grab you. I'm not here to grope your kids. I'm just here to give you free candy.
Stop defending itself against Russia would be the end of Ukraine. That's why together we're making sure Ukraine can defend itself. The United States has assembled a worldwide coalition of more than 50 nations to get critical weapons and supplies to the brave Ukrainian fighters on the front lines.
You know, that's interesting because that's what they've been doing for an entire year. They've been doing just that. So what's happened to all the money? What's happened to all the weapons? You keep saying Ukraine is winning. You keep saying Russians are losing. But yet, for a year, you've been fundraising and getting weapons together, and now you're saying here a year later that you need it more than ever? Well, what's really going on there? Something doesn't add up.
All of you here tonight, take a moment, and I'm serious when I say this. Turn around and look at one another. Look at what you've done so far. Poland is hosting more than 1.5 million refugees from this war. God bless you. Poland's generosity, your willingness to open your heart.
Does that sound like Ukraine's winning?
It's extraordinary. And the American people are united in our resolve as well. All across my country, in big cities and small towns, Ukrainian flags fly from American homes. Over the past year, Democrats and Republicans in our United States Congress have come together to stand for freedom. That's who Americans are. And that's what Americans do.
He never got the vote to go to war with Russia. He never got the vote in Congress. Never had a vote in Congress.
We're coming together to address the global fallout from President Putin's war. Putin tried to starve the world, blocking the ports in the Black Sea to stop Ukraine from exporting its grain, exacerbating the global food crisis. that hit developing nations in
Africa. Oh, Putin. Putin wants to starve the world. Joe Biden represents the people that want to make eating meat illegal. Joe Biden represents the people that are shutting down farms in the Netherlands right now. Joe Biden represents the people that tell you you need to pour out 20,000 gallons of raw milk because you've gone over your production limit. And he wants to talk about Putin weaponizing food. He wants to talk about Putin weaponizing energy. That's exactly what the globalists that represent Joe Biden do. That's exactly how they plan on making you a slave. And this is why Putin doesn't want Ukraine to go under their rule. Continue.
Attention to this critical issue. Our commitment is to the people of Ukraine and the future of Ukraine. Ukraine is free, sovereign, and democratic. That was the dream of those who declared Ukraine's independence more than 30 years ago, who led the Orange Revolution.
I'd love to see Joe Biden sign a contract with America guaranteeing our freedoms, guaranteeing our sovereignty. Do you think Joe Biden would sign that contract with the American people, guaranteeing our freedoms and sovereignty?
Out Kremlin's efforts to corrupt, coerce, and control. It's a dream for those Ukrainian patriots who fought for years against Russia's aggressions in the Donbas. And the heroes who've given everything, given their lives in the service of their beloved Ukraine. I was honored to visit their memorial in Kyiv yesterday to pay tribute to the sacrifice of those who lost their lives, standing alongside President Zelensky.
Yeah, more honored than you are for fallen U.S. soldiers, we know.
With Ukraine's teachers, its hospital staff, its emergency responders, the workers in cities across Ukraine are fighting to keep the power on in the face of Russia's cruel bombardment. We stand with the millions of refugees.
They want to shut your power off for good because it's, carbon neutral.
United States, particularly here in Poland. Ordinary people all across Europe did whatever they could to help and continue to do so. Polish businesses, civil society, cultural leaders, including the First Lady of Poland, who is here tonight, have led with the heart and determination, showcasing all that's good about the human spirit. Madam First Lady, we love you. Thank you all.
All right, folks, we're going to play about another 5 minutes of this on the other side. But, I can't emphasize how serious this is. And it's an eerie feeling. It's something that I don't even know if we can properly grasp. But this is all trending towards World War III with Russia. This is all trending towards an escalation of violence in the region. And these speeches and the timing and the messaging are all pro-war.
Humanity is in a fight for its very life. And InfoWars, for decades, has been at the very forefront of the fight for a pro-human future. We can't stay on air without your help, and I want to thank you all for your past support. And I want to encourage those of you that have never bought products at InfoWarsStore.com to go there and experience how amazing these products really are. Ultimate Bone Broth, finally sold out for over 2 years, back in stock. Real Red Pill Plus, simply amazing. Nitric Boost, what it does for your heart and cardiovascular, critical. All these products like Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, Supermel Vitality, they're all available and in stock, ready to ship to you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And the final 1,200 signed copies of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and I'm not going to sign any more after that, are exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. In the last month, I got a little busy, so I didn't sign the books. We didn't have them for sale. But now I signed the last books. You can get them right now.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol!
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.